Simon Shin Chaf Beis Aleph Beis Gimel Din Neulid B'Shabbos. There's not all that much of the halacha here which is tuna gea to us, since most of us don't have chickens. My grandparents had a chicken farm of 250,000 chickens, but I don't. However, then they all became barbecue chickens. That was the end of that. However, the Yisayd this year are definitely important. First of all, is Yisayd B'chal v'negeh to Neulin on Shabbos. Neulin on Shabbos is Beth HaMachlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, whether or not there's an Isser Mukta of Neulin on Shabbos, something which was not available to use as is now and became available to use on Shabbos. What is the halacha of those of that chepet? The halacha is Rav Yehuda's machmer that neilid is muktzah on Shabbos. Rav Shimon says that it's not on Shabbos. For the most part, the paiskin paskin, there are those that are machmer, the mishabur paskin, that tafsadihei, that we don't hold of neilid on Shabbos. You paskin like Rav Shimon. The Gemara says in Beis on the Beis of Beis that when it comes to Yontif, we're more machmer than on Shabbos, and therefore we pass like Rabbi Yehuda of Neulid on Yontif, even though we don't pass like him on Shabbos. However, there is something called the Neulid Gomer, and that is something which was not bechlal in the world at all. It's not just it was a kli that became, you had all the materials, and then a goy made it into a kli on Shabbos. It was totally not in the world bechlal. That is something which is considered Neulid Gomer, is Mukta, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Such an example the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Shin Yud is the condensation on the trees which drips, or the practical application is the water which comes from an air conditioning unit which supposedly happens to be very clean. Distilled, thank you. And therefore that water is Mukta. Where does the practical application? If it starts dripping from somewhere and you want to put a bucket underneath it to catch the water, that's not simple at all that you could. L'chor would be a problem of bitul kli mechonei. Also, to take your drain pipe and stick it into the back of your toilet is also not as that simple. Though many people do that. There are atheirim, certainly. L'chatchila, maybe you shouldn't. But yeah, but if you're stuck there, you can come up with a heter. But since that's in Mukta, we're not doing Mukta, we're not going to tell you what to do. Now you have to come second Seder. Later on, Seder. That's with regard to Neulid. With regard to this Simen, is actually referring to something which is called Achana Derab. Gemara's Mavurin, in the beginning of Beitza, that the Suda of Shabbos needs to be Mucham Mibayim. Ve'ovayim Ashishi Ve'ichinus Hashem Yaviyu. There needs Achana. A Suda's Chol does not need Achana. However, Suda Shabbos does need Achana. That Achana has to be done b'chol. If it's done on Shabbos, it's problematic. Therefore, a chicken's egg, which was laid on Shabbos, was finished. It says it was muchan on the day beforehand, till it was actually laid. It took a day, but it was muchan the day beforehand. And that, if Yontif fell out on Erev Shabbos, then it would be a problem of being mechan from Yontif to Shabbos. It wasn't huchan on chol. And it would be problematic. Therefore, Chazal asked every Shabbos, not just Shabbos which comes out after Yontif, and they said that is Mukta. Now, this really only applies to an egg, which was, even though it was Bidei Shamayim, that it was Huchan, Mishabura speaks out. Nevertheless, it's considered as a Muchan. However, with regard to something which you want to cook, or something which you want to bake from Yontif to Shabbos, there you have all the materials in the world, and you're just preparing them into the right thing. That's not a chesar of achana, and an erev tashilin will help you for that. Something which is be'etzem mamish na muchan, it's not here, we don't have it, it's inside the chicken, it's inside the hen before it lays it, that's going to be a problem of achana. Now there's one other nekuda which should be mentioned here, two other nekudas. One of them is fruits that fall off a tree on Shabbos are aser. Second thing, which is a big yisoid from the tzlach, well known, we saw when he got to Teruvus, we saw when he got to Nida, some people were asked it on their smicha b'china, and that is the tzlach has a big yisoid. Halacha is the safek derabanan is mutter. However, it's a davar sheish lamatirin, then it's not mutter. Davar sheish lamatirin means something which is going to be mutter lachar zman. Then we say why be simich on the safek derabanan to mutter it now? Excuse me, wait till later. and it'll be mutter even without being semich on a kulam. The same thing applies, the Gemara says, both these halachas and beits of Abdallah ben Alaf, that davar sheyesh matir is not potel afilu be'alaf kabbal. Don't rely on the bittul now, wait till tomorrow, it'll be mutter without bittul. So an egg, this egg which was laid on Shabbos, if you got mu'uriv, which is if you've ever been to a chicken coop, you'll be able to see why it will become uriv. They have, the way that it's set up, one that I just saw this summer, they have about 20 or 30,000 chickens all slammed into a small room. Not small, it's pretty big. Bigger than a Gabriel. But in a tiny little cage, every tiny little cage is four of them. And as soon as they lay the egg goes rolls down onto the side, and there's a special place which catches all the eggs. So every time that an egg is laid, bang, it gets mu'uriv with all the rest of the eggs. So Erev Shabbos, could be 20 minutes before Shabbos, you had 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, 10,000 eggs all around. Then Shabbos comes in, and bang, another egg comes rolling down. That's it, all the eggs are asur. Because you have one egg which is mixed up in here, which was laid on Shabbos. You just asur every single one of these eggs. Now, the davar sheyesh matir comes along the tzlach and says the big yisoid. The only time that we say that a davar sheyesh matir or filu be'alaf is like batal is only with regard to something which you could use once. Let's say a food, an egg which is laid on Shabbos. If you want to use it, you can only eat it one time. There, there's the svara that Rashi says in Dalam and Aleph, Asher Techlen Avitzer, Techlen Avitzer. Don't eat it today, eat it tomorrow when it's totally mutter. But let's say we're talking about something which is Hishtamshus. It's a pot which got mixed up in other pots. And it's going to become mutter after time. After you do Avela, it'll become mutter. But, so there does a pasuk say, Asher Techlen Avitzer, Techlen Avitzer, Asher Techlen Avitzer, Techlen Avitzer. I'm not being Hishtamshus with it one time, I want to be Hishtamshus with it also now and also later. So by you telling me that I shouldn't be mishtamish, then I'm losing out on my mishtamishes now. The whole part is, anyhow you can only eat it one time. Why eat it when it's usher, eat it when it's mutter? But here I can use it now, and use it in 5 minutes, use it in an hour, use it... Mashmois is that in such a case as the tzlach, there's no din of davar sheyesh matir and it's not possible. Mr. Brewer says over here, he says, Kulan asureis, davi davar sheyesh matir, the karmelon the davar sheyesh matir, afilu be'elef le'bot, v'atam da'at she'terchlenu, v'yital telenu, v'chshash iser, yosir tevshah, v'chshash tevshah, v'yakulam behefter. So instead of eating it and being metaltal it, v'iser, wait till it's enter. The Pashas Mashmois, as Mishra Brewer is, that is going not like the Tzach. That even when we're talking about being metaltal it, you want to use the egg to cover over your bucket, whatever it is, your bottle. On that we say, wait till tomorrow to cover it over, don't do it today. However, Mitzvah L'Chor is different. You have no Rav Mir, the Mishra Brewer doesn't hold it. It's very, very negated to a lot of different things, as we'll see in a second. But over here it's talking about, since it's Asur Ba'Achila, you're right that maybe you want to say that it will be Asur Ba'Achila, because eat it tomorrow, it will be Mutter B'Tilta. But once it's Asur Ba'Achila, it's automatically Asur B'Tilta, because it has no Ishtam, because since it's Asur Ba'Achila, Chazal Asur B'Tilta also. So Mamela over here, it's because it's Asur Ba'Achila, that's why it's Asur B'Tilta. And because Wikila has no Ishtam, Kemuk Tzadamya. And therefore, you have no raya b'chlal to this. It's the reason why it's asur b'mukta is not because it's davar sheyesh matir, but because it's asur b'achila. It's asur b'achila, therefore it's asur. A very common application of this halacha is what happens if you have fleshig and you don't know how long it is. You don't know if it's 5.5 hours, if it's 5 hours and 45 minutes, if it's 6 hours. So you can either just go like the Rambam, and that's it. Or if you're one of those people that waits 5+, then you're also good. Let's say you wait 6 hours, and you're not sure if it's 6 hours or not 6 hours. So l'chura, something darabana l'kula. That was you have to wait 6 hours, only darabana. Something darabana l'kula. Problem is, the davar sheyesh lo matir. Wait, don't have milking now. Wait half an hour and have without a question. Then you know for sure it will be 6 hours. But here comes along the tzlach, the svar of the tzlach, and says, mapetom. I want to have a coffee now, and I want to have a coffee in half an hour. Don't tell me, by telling me to wait half an hour, I'm losing my ability to have another coffee, to have ice cream, to have whatever it is that I want to have. Mainly in such a case, and is the Das Turim, Hashem, Das Turim, the Khur, you would have the Heter, according to Maram, you would have to wait 6 hours.